This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman. You're listening to the Nerdcast on ProjectNerd.com.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
I knew it. I knew you were bluffing. I knew he was bluffing.
You're listening to the Nerdcast.
We're just like Kevin Bacon.
With Adam, Bob, Iggy, and Tyler.
And you just mind your P's and Q's, Buster, and remember who you're dealing with.
Only on Project Nerd.
99999!
Comic-Con is the... I'm sure there's a good written description for it on the website.
Sure. Not that any of
something,
us know.
Something exposition of all things. I don't know.
I mean,
it's a pretty good description.
Let's see if they. I'm curious now what their synopsis
is. Well, while
what's
Tyler
their tease?
Is looking that up, I will introduce as we are the Nerdcast back for episode 188. And as you can see, Adam and Bob's voices have changed a little bit, but they're still here and lovely. Actually, it's Mia and Noah sitting in for them as we have a very special, special episode. That's right, Tyler. It's special.
Special.
Like special, special.
Special. I guess, sort of.
Well, we're recording at the workshop of Bernice Von T.
Special.
So you'll hear some cosplay noise in the background. A little bit more microphone noise as we're out of our normal studio setup. We're no longer in my mom's basement, as Tyler says.
Maybe some cussing, depending.
We haven't been in your mom's basement in a long time.
Maybe some cussing if the cosplay is going well or if the cosplay is going horribly. So.
Oh, yeah. Some background noise. So this is just one third of the Project Nerd team here for this weekend
very
at Planet Comic Con. Very small third?
Maybe a very large third?
I think.
We're just a third?
A third.
We're just a third?
Though.
We're the most important third.
I do
oh,
wanna,
there
I,
we
you
go.
You know what? We're officially, no. No, we're
They're
live and everything.
So
well, not live, no, we're recording. I do want to call you out. You did not include, you know, Baroness Von T and myself on that cool little graphic you made of everyone.
Oh,
well, you guys
no.
weren't originally set up to
yes,
work
we
with
were.
Us.
We're always there. We are always there.
Not always. Not always. And
how would you define the Midwest?
Oh, no.
Oh,
the Midwest?
Yeah, like what states would you say?
Oh, I know where you're going to go with
so
this because there's definitely I would include Chicago in the Midwest. Is that what you're asking?
I wasn't going to specifically throw out Chicago, but I just... Planet Comic Con Kansas City is the largest comic book and pop culture convention, not just in the Kansas City area, but within this entire region of the Midwest. Oh, this region of
yeah,
the
that's
Midwest.
Fair.
That's fair. I don't know what yeah. what defines this region of the Midwest.
I think a
St.
lot of people,
Louis, the Omaha, Oklahoma City, maybe.
Maybe
Wichita.
Even Indianapolis gets toward to where people start calling that Great Lakes region.
Mm-hmm. Ohio. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like Great Lakes.
Iowa. Des Moines.
Yeah, Iowa.
Des Moines.
like the bordering states, maybe.
Definitely.
It has a 20-year history with the first Planet Comic-Con, Kansas City, being held in Overland Park, Kansas in
you
March
the Overland
1999.
Park days?
I do.
Oh, those were great.
The 2019 show. This will be the 20th show.
Yeah.
That hence the 20-year history.
I mean, I get that. I'm just saying.
Yes.
It will be held Denver at Bartle Park. Hall in downtown Kansas City.
I do appreciate
City,
that at the start of this episode, our tone is like, what are the ladies on Saturday Night Live with the sweaty balls?
Delicious
sweaty
dish.
Balls.
Yeah.
Welcome to Delicious Dish.
That's fun. I mean, we really have that tone going for
I
us.
Mean, we're
we
very basic, but,
open
just,
with that music.
But give it about 5-10 minutes and we're going to get really excited.
Are yes. we? Oh, because we're going to start talking food?
Oh, food.
Oh, okay.
Food.
I mean, I know we're excited for Planet, but I don't know how many of you guys were at C2E2. Was last weekend.
Oh, well, he says that because it was just him.
Well, I was
listen,
not,
it's a sore subject. I have not. I was not at C2E2
I was
this
not
year.
The only one at C2E2.
Out of the people at the table.
Yeah, okay, yes, it was. But to be fair, I could tell you guys about, you know, C2E2, how awesome it was, the great cosplay. But Iggy, Giordano's was amazing.
Whatever, dude.
Illuminati's for the win.
I didn't know about the one. Giordano's is just our tradition.
Both of them
right
are
now.
Great. I'm not going to pick one over the other. They're both my children.
I don't
children.
Even know what you're talking about. What
Chicago
is
style pizza.
Deep dish pizza.
Okay.
You're giving me crap about that, but Giordano's just opened up their Denver location.
Oh.
So I have
Yeah, I don't
Giordano's.
Think it counts if you're in not Chicago.
It's the same pizza.
Is it though?
Is it though?
We need to go try it. Do you want to try it, test it out, Tyler?
Actually, I'll check this. It was about a year 6 months to a year ago, I heard that they were opening a location in Omaha.
Omaha. So what happened is outside of the Chicago area. So they have, they've been how long? Like almost 100 years. It seems like in Chicago, it's a long time. They're the one that's best known for the Chicago style pizza.
And Tyler's okay.
Illuminati's.
And Illuminati's is the other big one too. So Giardino's, like, yeah, 18 months or so ago, they did a contest to see, you know, what city wants them.
How long did you say?
How long ago was it?
1974.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So did you say a few years ago? I think
he said like 100 years ago.
So they're like,
it's been like, it's been like 40 years.
We're airing this episode in 2074. So anyways, we're holding this episode. Welcome to episode 10,888. of the Nerdcast on Project Nerd.
Wow.
No, anyways, that's not the point of my story, Tyler. It's not the point of my story.
I feel
story.
Like that was kind of the point of your story.
No, the point of my story was that they held a vote to see what city outside of Chicago would get a location, and it turns out Omaha really wanted one because I think they won by like a landslide.
Oh, Jesus.
But
okay.
Giordano's was kind of like, that's not as the big of market we were looking for. We were kind of hoping some of these bigger markets would have voted.
No.
So they actually put one in Denver first, but they have picked their Omaha location. Nice. So they are going to open one in Omaha soon. They're expanding. Chicago.
So there is one. There is one in Denver now, or there will be one.
No, the one in Denver opened about a month or two ago.
So, I mean, that's interesting. I mean, they'll be doing Chicago style pizza in Denver and Omaha, which will be very interesting. Just like you I mean, don't you go to the city of the area and you get that city's pizza? So,
well, so Colorado does have a Colorado style pizza.
It does.
Apparently, it is.
And what is that kind? Like, I know a few of the other kinds, but I've never heard of
it. Was pinned by, is it Mojo's? Is that what it's? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Bojo's. Bojo's pizza.
Okay. But
it
like,
better be Bojo's or this like, is going to be
what,
real
I mean,
it's Bojo's.
I know.
Okay.
Kind. I mean, Chicago's, you know, deep dish.
So
Detroit
it's,
is the
imagine
pan.
A
I mean,
big,
thin crust,
like
so.
A big, fluffy, good crust.
Okay.
With kind of a normal-sized pizza with
I mean,
it. So it's weird. It's hard to describe. You'd have to look at pictures.
Are we trying to describe a Chicago deep dish?
No, Bojo. They call it Colorado-style pizza. Bojo's pinned it because they're on the Food Network and all
that
stuff.
Why is that dumb?
There's basically two styles of pizza.
Go ahead.
There's Chicago-style pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And New York style pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
Pizza.
Oh,
I'm saying Bojo's.
And then just pizza.
One, that's three. Because you have everything else besides.
Oh,
Chicago,
no. We're good. I mean, okay.
If you try to bring in St. Louis style pizza, get the hell out of here.
No, man.
St. Louis likes to pretend like they
continue.
Have a cuisine.
No.
They don't.
Detroit style
so
pizza.
Passionate.
No.
I've had, no, and it's weird. It's one of those weird things. It's, I've actually had the best Detroit style pizza.
That's a rain boot.
Is in Austin, Texas.
Interesting.
Then it's not Detroit style pizza.
But it is. It's their style. It's just in a different, you know, state.
I'm going to Google Detroit-style pizza.
It is a thing. I don't know how good it is.
Style.
Having all my family from Detroit, I don't even know how good it is.
Pretty much where kind of my rough knowledge of it is how it started is that you pretty much use a oil pan, so the entire thing's a crust. Like, it's all, like, every piece is kind of a corner kind of crust piece.
It just looks like Sicilian-style. It's rectangular. It's got a thick crust.
Well, you know, you
is
didn't include that.
Date
so, I mean,
and when it was
I do not.
What would Project
founded?
Nerd-style pizza be? Beignets.
No.
Well, so
just all the food.
A s'mores pizza.
There's a fantastic chain of pizzas here in Kansas City, known as Minsky's Pizza.
Oh, Minsky's.
They
tell me more.
They make some amazing pizzas. They have this really amazing like sea salt and olive oil crust. It's fantastic. They don't label it with a non-existent style of pizza. It's just, you know, pizza from Minsky's. But currently they're doing a limited edition pizza.
Have you tried it? Because like I've heard it's going around.
They partnered with Joe's Kansas City.
You mentioned this earlier, but I think our listeners need to hear it too.
Yes,
so Joe's
please.
Kansas City, if you're not familiar, is one of the, if not the best barbecue restaurant in the world.
Right, Noah?
One of.
It is one of, yes.
And okay. They've partnered in making a Joe's Minsky's Pizza. That's a Minsky's Pizza covered in
what's
Joe's
on the pizza?
I think it's, I want to say it's brisket and pulled pork, but I am going to look right now because I have yet to have it yet, and I need it in my life.
On a barbecue pizza?
Yeah, and apparently this is, like, new. Like, I was driving into work on Monday, and everyone's, like, talking about this pizza. I'm like, what the heck is this? Like,
that's what happens when you go to Chicago for a week.
It's just starting. So, I mean, we're very fresh with this.
So you were at
C2E2. Very new thing.
Yes, I was.
Mia was at Grand Comic-Con.
I was.
And how was Grand Comic-Con?
Very successful for me.
The answer was obviously grand.
Yeah, it was very grand.
It was
no,
grand.
No, I'm not. No.
Say no. The pun. Say
nope.
It. Say it.
Nope. It was great.
Disappointed.
Don't worry.
We're not mad. It was G-R-A-N-D. How about that?
There we go. I'll take that.
Don't worry. We will be together on Sunday. And you know what Sunday is?
Fun day.
Sunday pun day.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
All right.
Noah's badge went missing for Sunday. I don't know what happened.
Oh,
the
no.
Joe's yep. Kansas City Barbecue Gourmet Pizza starts with your favorite Minsky's crust sprinkled with Joe's Kansas City's world-famous French fry seasoning, which is amazing.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So far so
and
good.
Then, of course, Joe's Kansas City barbecue sauce. All right. Then they add a generous layer of Wisconsin mozzarella and then top it with Joe's Kansas City's slow-smoked brisket, some tender pulled pork, and some burnt ends.
Oh, and burnt ends?
And it comes with a side of pickles.
And burnt ends?
Oh.
Can we? Where, why haven't we had this pizza? We've been in Kansas City for a few days now. Well, you guys have been here for a lot longer.
But I just haven't had time. But I took you guys to Minsky's last time we went to Planet Comic Con.
Yeah, but they didn't have the Joe's Pizza last time.
I know, but they do this time. And we can push something else off the schedule and get it.
I mean, Tyler, try this tomorrow. But I mean, someone's going to argue that.
I think Jazz we just stay an extra day. We just stay an
yeah,
extra day.
Probably.
No, look, I love Jazz, and the beignets are the closest thing I've had to New Orleans beignets. But no, I am not going to argue that it's better than Joe's KC or even Q39. Not going to do it. I will take those places over Jazz every day. I may go get That's the fair. Barbecue and then go to Jazz to get beignets afterwards.
That's smart.
But Jazz does have that chicken a la mer.
I do love the chicken a la mer.
Oh, yeah.
And Iggy has his eyes rolled back, and he has a very dreamy face on right now. We've lost him.
That's what you want to call it, yeah.
Oh, well, yes.
Orgasmic face was more like it. We were talking beignets.
I was trying to be polite.
And chicken a la mer.
And you just went there.
Well, Tyler will drop an F-bomb at some point in this episode, so we're already past polite. You just prep for it. Just
go
for it.
He's only got one, right?
What's up?
He used to only have one. I quit policing him. There's no point policing Tyler's
Listen,
F-bombs.
The world has gone to shit. And these things, sometimes you just have to show some emphasis.
Emphasis.
Some emphasis.
Yeah. All right. So we had Grand Comic Con C2E2 last weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Then, we're not going to. I know we're not talking about a Wizard World show after Planet. So nothing after Planet then.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we'll be at the Lions Film Festival in Lyons, Colorado.
Lions.
Is that where I'm going? Yeah, Lions. L-Y-O-N-S.
Okay.
It's part of that Colorado Festival Productions that we've done a couple festivals for. The fun one is going to be the September one. It's in Boulder, and it's the Boulder Brew and Film Festival. So you get a whole bunch of locally brewed beer at the film festival, too.
I want
to
go to that one.
Nothing about that sounds bad.
No, right?
Nothing about it. Absolutely nothing.
Because we're mostly con-free from now until after Planet, what? Oh, Comic-Con?
Well, you don't remember the We Have Nothing Going On in April discussion? And then I listed that Gala will be covering Star Wars Celebration in Chicago the second weekend of April. I will be at Dink in Denver the second weekend of April. And then we have the Lions Film Festival the first weekend in April.
Whatever happened to all of us going to Celebration?
They only gave us one press pass.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
They only get each outlet. So many people applied. They offered, when they came back with the no press passes, well, here's a special link. Even though tickets are sold out, you can buy tickets. But it's like, that's a lot of money. So
how much was it?
That's still like $160, $170 for the weekend.
Yeah, I still would have paid that to go to Silver.
Well, I might still have that link somewhere.
Nah, it's too late now.
Too late now.
Too late to take the work off.
But
if I didn't know that was an option after the tickets rolled out to then buy a ticket as a press person, I would have wanted
to
do that.
We have O Comic Con in June. And then
Gen Con in August.
We're going to Gen Con. Going to Gen
Springs
Con.
Con.
Nice.
Going to where?
Springs
Con. Colorado Springs Comic Con in the end of August. And then I think it's still up in the air.
Second to last weekend in August.
Oh, I know. It's my birthday weekend.
That's right.
And then the Labor Day weekend is still up in the air. Are we going to Telluride Film Festival, or are we going to go get drunk at Dragon Con? Like,
ooh, that's
could
a
always
tough
split
call.
It,
right?
Yeah.
And don't worry. I mean, I know the competition kind of cosplay, so I might be going to Twitch or BlizzCon for you. So
yeah, so we had some good BlizzCon pictures from last year.
Definitely BlizzCon for sure.
From a
Twitch,
he's
Twitch
a
is
a pretty decent photographer, Noah Smith Images. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Oh yeah,
he's all right.
Thanks.
He will be covering he'll get our floor coverage at Planet Comic Con this weekend. So when you're listening to this episode, there's a possibility it's a few hours before the show's open, so you can still show up
for sure. Do that anyway.
There's a possibility the show's long over and you're listening
Come
to this weeks
us.
Later. But yes, we will be in the Planet Entertainment Zone, P74.
And correct me if I'm wrong, we're right by Boulevard, right?
And they're doing an arcade.
Oh, well, I don't care about the arcade. I care about
the actual beer. Are they serving beer?
What, there's beer there?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, they do.
They always have before.
No, they had the Bartle? I knew like Denver always had it, and then I just didn't know Bartle did.
This year's special, they released, and it's not, I forgot what style of beer it is. It's one of the Boulevard's ones. They released it they worked with the cosplayer, and they made like the cosplayer made like their mascot and everything for this beer. So I'm gonna guess that they'll have samples of this one. Give me a second. I will pull a Tyler and just Google it.
We're fine. You had us as samples of beer.
Well, yes. Yep. But so beer.
We're near the 5-hour energy drink, so we can go knock back a few samples of beer, get a little tipsy, power back up with some 5-hour energy samples, plug it through the rest of the day, and then go what? Eat barbecue.
So this weekend this weekend will be a blur for so many of us.
I mean, it's just you just gotta drink the water along the way, and you'll be fine.
Speaking of Kansas City beer, my go-to lately is in Raytown. There's a new brewery called Crane's Brewery, newish brewery. And finally, someone in the Midwest is doing sours and limbics and wild ales. And they do this beet Weiss that's just
We'll
fantastic.
Also have some homemade beer this weekend, too.
We will have some homemade beer. That's exciting.
Our fellow nerdcaster, Adam, is a home brewing kit now. They're bringing a couple batches of beer. I think some pale ales. That's a couple.
No.
To Planet Comic Con? Is that right?
To here.
Yes. That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
They will be at Mansion de Project Nerd.
Okay. I don't know how many of the other beers Boulevard will have, but I'm going to guess they're going to have the, it's called the Space Camper Cosmic IPA. It's a India Pale Ale.
Why is everything IPAs right now?
You know what? Look at the phone. You can kind
of... They're trying to go with the theme of the 20th anniversary because they've got the Aunt Lucha's like space design. I just don't like... Can we get a regular ale? Not an IPA?
I mean...
Are you with
what
me?
What does IPA stand for?
India Pale Ale.
Why India?
Because
that's where the hops
beers,
are from, right?
It was a mixture of that and then also to keep beer from going bad, when they would have to ship it to the colonies in India, if you made it really, really, really hoppy, it keeps better. So,
okay.
Yeah, so they're really... I'm not a lot of hops type beer person. I'm still newer to the beer thing.
I don't like beer at all, so...
I know, I was there, and now that I'm 21, I've started drinking some beer. I'm fairly young, and...
Got quite a voice on you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And my voice was probably deeper when I was 21 than it is now, but... Anyways, the pale, just the extra hoppies I don't like. Which, by the way, on the way here, when we were in Manhattan, Tyler, I tried to find some tall grass to see if there was any still floating around the local liquor stores.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
Yeah, it's
mostly all gone.
Why?
Sad, sad moment.
Was it a favorite?
It was the microbrewery in Manhattan that I was telling you about.
Oh, that's right. No, yeah.
And so one reason I was trying to is because this is the time of the year where they would be wrapping up their vanilla bean buffalo sweat. So
I'm sorry, what?
So they make a stout called Buffalo Sweat, and then in the winter, they would also make it with vanilla beans.
That's an oatmeal
stout.
Was it
delicious?
It's fantastic.
Was it actually sweet?
Oh, you'd serve it with some vanilla ice cream?
Oh, shit.
We used to make, the bar that I worked at, we used to make ice cream floats with it.
At the house, we used to make ice cream floats with it.
That sounds amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic.
I can't stand beer, but that sounds
delicious. It was really good. And they had a super hoppy beer. It was the Galaxy Hops, right, for their 8-bit? Something.
Yes, the Galaxy Hops. Is what
so
they
were the first brewery of any brewery in the United States. There's a Manhattan, Kansas little brewery to use those hops from, I think, Australia, those specific hops from that specific farm. So popular. That became like their most popular beer. And a lot of other beer companies actually ended up starting contracting with that farm out in Australia and really, really hoppy. So they called it 8-bit. And then they double hops it a few times for special batches called it 16-bit.
Oh, wow.
The can, I have a can still of it because it's really cool because it has Pac-Man on the side with 8-bit design.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I like that.
Yeah, it's a really good. Galaxy hops have become super. It's a really pungent, but it's like very, it's got a lot of oil in it. So it has this like very citrusy taste and smell to it. It's really good.
Interesting.
It was.
Oil and beer.
Well, oil in the hop, like the
there's a lot that goes into making the beer. In fact, you can go to projectnerd.com and search Tallgrass, and you can find the complete coverage of our tour of the Tallgrass Brewery back about 5 or 6 years ago, I'd say.
Wow, way to just bring that right on, slide it in there.
Yeah. Choo.
Choot, that's right in there.
What he likes to refer to as a segue.
Segue.
It's a great segue.
The word
he's
of the
usually,
day.
He's usually real bad at them. That was actually a surprisingly good one. So, that's like some of his best.
It's not
work.
That I'm bad at them. It's just mm-hmm. that I typically announce them.
Oh, you just like.
Well, and sometimes, like, and sometimes they're
well,
real clunky.
Since you said that, why don't we segue they're into real. The next thing? Okay. And then they all go, collective sigh, and everybody. I'm like, Tyler, where'd you. Tyler,
oh,
we're still,
no.
we still got a half hour left.
Oh, well, I mean, no. speaking of, what is the next thing?
Planet Comic Con.
Oh, yeah.
This right. weekend?
Oh, this weekend? Oh, wait, this weekend?
Yeah, since this is airing on Friday.
As in, when you're listening Friday. To this, we're already there.
This is Friday.
Or
yes,
today
fact.
Is Friday. They're right? not really. But you'll be hearing this on Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Kansas City, Bartle Hall. 3 days. Midwest, what is it? This region of the Midwest.
The largest comic and media expo in this region
expo.
Of the Midwest.
It's fantastic. It is really, we've done... Expo. We've gone since, I think a big group of us at times would go back when it was in Overland Park.
Overland Park, yeah. Convention I mean, our Center. First Project Overland Nerd Park. Trip to it was...
Was the first year they were in Bartle Hall, downtown Hall. Kansas City. They used to be in a suburb convention center. A little cute little show, patted on the head, tell
That's
how adorable
adorbs.
It is. Yep.
I mean, it was also in a different
but those,
state then, too.
Last those, oh. Yeah, because that was in Kansas, now Bartle's in Missouri, so... Because
well,
we're right on the border.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, what are we
Bartle's
doing?
Always been in Missouri.
So
did I say now? Well, I meant the cons
I know what you're saying.
Now
the show, now yeah. the show is at Bartle, which is in Missouri.
There you go. Thank you.
So, Iggy.
My English correcting officer. English CEO.
Planets this weekend, right?
Planets this weekend? Yeah, we'll be in the Planet Entertainment Zone, P74. Well, come check us out.
What the heck are we doing this weekend? I mean,
well,
I assume you're going to put us
I'm
all
glad
the work.
You asked.
You're going to put there, us all Noah. The work. So, I mean, I think we need to know what we're doing.
I'm glad you asked.
I haven't read the messages.
Our wonderful, wonderful interview talent, Mia St. Clair.
That's me, the one who's doing the least amount of talking right now.
Well, you're preserving your voice for the weekend, right?
Sure.
That's what it is.
Okay. Let's go with that.
Yeah. And then our not-so-wonderful voice talent, Carrie Vining.
No, he is wonderful. You even stop.
Well, first
you stop
of all,
that. He's great.
If Carrie was here now, he would
Carrie,
insult
I love
himself.
You know,
so
that's fine.
I have to do it for
so I will do the loving over
okay.
here. That's not allowed.
We'll
he's
be doing interviews.
Awesome.
Well, anyways, they'll be doing interviews at the booth. Ideally, I don't want to commit to this yet because we're still working out some of the technical details. We're supposed to be streaming those all weekend across both
yes,
our Twitch
God,
and
so.
Various social media streams, both of Planet Comic Con and Project Nerd. Tyler actually will be in charge of, if that goes through well, streaming also those ballroom panels, those big celebrity
oh,
guest panels.
Oh, yeah.
Get ready.
And then there's the Planet Entertainment Zone stage, which where the prop builders and artists and stuff do demos. And we should have those on the stream as well.
God, I hope so.
If not streaming, that'll all be recorded and we'll put it all out afterwards. And we're going to be just recording a shit ton of podcasts. We're just going to record podcasts all weekend.
So, if you can't come to the show, do not worry. Literally everything will be covered except, you know, the full, you know, walking around the convention. So.
Well, yeah, you can't meet the celebrities if you don't come to the show, but you can see all the cool stuff that we're
see and hear
we're
them.
Letting you see. We're the gatekeepers
yes,
this time.
We are. We are. Excuse me.
We all stopped at the same time.
It's very awkward. Yeah.
Makes for an easy cut.
There's no cuts this week. So any of the extra noises, the extra stuff, it's there. There's no cuts. I'm on vacation.
Oh,
right
wow.
Now.
I apologize to everyone listening to this episode.
Right. It's a special episode. We're out of studio. They understand it's
not going to be perfect. It's going to be raw contented.
Right.
These mics need cough buttons.
As old Dirty Bastard would say, oh, baby, I like it raw.
Oh, my God.
That was...
Why?
Wow.
Why?
You said it was raw content.
Yes.
Yeah, not
mine
that
was
kind
great.
Of raw.
Yours
I
was
wasn't
not.
Referring to... You guys, that's where your
no,
minds
no, no.
went. That's where
no,
your
no,
minds
no, no,
went.
No, 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 no. That's 100% what Old Dirty Bastard was saying.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean that's what I was using that reference
then
for.
Then maybe
but,
you should have gone with someone else's quote.
Like whose?
I mean, not any, never. Just don't ever
nobody
use the
ever
word
named
raw.
Old Dirty Bastard.
Listen, just don't talk.
Oh, that was great.
But to be fair, I don't want anyone to forget that Wu-Tang is for the children.
For all the children.
Oh, my God.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
And they are nothing to mess with. See, I kept a PG-13 there, or PG even.
Wow.
Are you trying to tell me that Wu-Tang is not for the children?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Wu-Tang is
they
for the children.
They are self-proclaimed that they
I
are
I wish
for
you
the
guys
children.
Could see our facial expressions across the
I feel
table
like,
right
I
now.
Feel like, I feel like Mia might be too young to get that reference.
No, I how definitely know no, about
no,
it.
We won't. We won't.
No.
Age.
No. Oh, how old do you think I am? Oh man!
So
25.
All right.
This was intense staring from Tyler to find that age.
Yes.
Like I think I saw some smoke like coming up from his head, like trying to like.
Do you know how old I am?
I do not know.
You want to try to guess before I say it?
Nope, because I don't want to get hit.
Can I guess?
just say it.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Oh, do you think he's younger or older? Is it 20? He said 25. So older. Or
do you
younger?
Think I'm younger or older?
Slightly older.
Slightly, he says. I'm Tyler, 28. So,
I was gonna go older, but you don't ever overshoot it.
That's true.
Like,
that's true.
That's always like yeah. That's always the mistake.
Yeah, because if you undershoot it, so, oh, thanks for the compliment, right?
Yeah, like, you overshoot. You like win. What? Am I something wrong?
Do I look like I'm? No.
What
no,
did
no.
you just
and,
say to me?
And that's what I was trying to do. I'm like
we'd go around and guess other ages, but Tyler and I, being born in the same year, kind of know each other's age.
Wait,
we were born.
28? Yes, I am. Woo! Are you 28?
Yeah.
Yay.
Noah's 13. Don't pretend. Don't pretend.
Guys, well, Noah's definitely
well,
not
I mean,
13.
I have a little bit of scruff, but let me shave the like bare scruff off. I'll drop another like 5 years.
So 28 would mean you would have been born in 91?
No.
90?
Yes.
90.
Okay. That's right on the edge, because that was what? MTV Music Awards for what?
Wu-Tang 90? Was early 90s.
No, I'm saying Wu-Tang is for the children, though. That's 98 awards.
Well, yeah, I guess you wouldn't be watching it before.
When they stormed the stage and an older bastard just grabbed the microphone and said Wu-Tang is for the children.
Oh, I definitely do not remember that.
First of all,
I just remember the movie and I was like, oh.
First of all, old dirty bastard, he's a pure entertainer. He knows what he's doing, top to bottom. He knows how to entertain the masses. That's all I had it, first of all. That's all.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was going on.
That was great. Thank you.
I just started with first of all, because then I figured Tyler would interrupt me and dispute me, and then I would just never have to say the second of all, but it would make it sound more like he cut me off because I only said first of all. But
give it time. He's Googling something.
To be fair.
To be fair.
Yeah.
What do you... Oh, okay.
Oh.
Hashtag Letterkenny.
I was Googling something.
Everyone is in on it now. I'm glad that I've started a trend here. I appreciate it.
Not every. We got three. Yeah, we got three of us. I'm trying to. I pushed it out to Gallo. I've told Sabrina and Noah they need to watch it.
Mm-hmm. Like you told us like yesterday when you got here.
Look,
so that we
you had plenty of time. The episodes are only like 20 minutes a pop.
Yeah.
I had two people tell me about it before, but I didn't quite watch it.
I took
then
the Tyler method. I just showed it to her.
Yeah.
Because Matt was after me for forever to watch it, and he would drop GIFs and memes and everything in
he
conversation.
Would drop GIFs and memes.
They're GIFs.
GIFs.
No, they're GIFs.
No, they're totally GIFs.
GIFs.
We're not going to
yes.
start that.
Yeah, ooh. Like I don't know why people still try to like come down on the GIF side. It's not fucking peanut butter.
Thank you. It's
a graphic.
It's not. We anyway. Love you though.
It's graphic you, though. With a hard G.
G.
Graphic.
Anyways,
graphical interface format with a G.
So Matt had been after
like
me for a while to watch this show, and I just didn't get around to it because I would watch other stuff on Hulu and see the commercial for it, and it just—I mean, honestly, the Hulu commercial doesn't do it any justice.
Okay.
Like it does it no
it does
justice.
Not.
First of all, Iggy, you watch Hulu with commercials, man.
99 cents a month for a full year. Yes, I signed up with a second email address, canceled my first account, started the new account, 99 cents a month for a year. I'll take the commercials.
Okay, fair.
It's 12 bucks for a year of Hulu.
Welcome to this week's episode of The Frugal Nerd. Your host, Iggy.
But Tyler,
oh, you know I'm hosting that one.
But, Tyler, I don't have time to watch it right now because if I go down and I pop on my Hulu, I am wrapping up my Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I'm almost,
well, first of all, that's your own fault for not being caught up.
If you're paying for Hulu, how are you not already caught up?
Right?
Because we just started watching like 2 weeks ago, so we're like,
oh, for
like
fuck's sake.
We're on season six, so we're about fully caught up.
I'm here for you. I understand
you okay?
your pain. I feel your pain.
Oh no,
I'm disappointed.
I mean,
too.
Here's the thing: I'm not mad. I'm just I'm happy that you finally found us. I'm sad that it took you this long.
Trust me, I know.
Like we're welcoming you into the flock now, and you're equal. You're an equal member.
Nine
of all
nine.
Of us, but
like it's that horrible experience when you're
you'll
like
you'll always be that guy who came in after NBC.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. You always know how to make me feel so good.
No,
you're one of the post cancellation, not pre cancellation.
Oh,
like I've been seeing like the videos and like the quick the memes and stuff. I'm like, you know what? I need to watch this. And it was like we had to find the right time where we could be like actually sit down because it was on that one subscription channel we didn't own yet. And we're like, you know what? No, we need to no. It's time for Hulu.
Mia,
it's
do
time.
You watch Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I've seen episodes of it, but I have not watched it from beginning to end, season after season after season.
For shame.
Look.
That's the end of our episode.
We'll see you next time without me.
No, okay.
You
go
stop.
Ahead. Okay.
You stop.
I'm gonna look. Go ahead.
I do not have anything connected to my TV. Everything is separate from everywhere else. Like, the TV gets Netflix, and even then it's very difficult to get Netflix to work on that TV. So the only way I could watch any of these things is on my phone.
No, can I ask you a question?
What?
How are you playing Kingdom Hearts?
On my PS4. That I just got set up. And I got it set up just a couple days before I started my trip. So how could I have started
just curious.
Any
just
of that?
Curious.
Just say
just curious.
Your PS4 is going to do an excellent job of streaming Netflix and Hulu and Amazon Prime and
yes, but like I just said, <All of them. laughs> I set it up just a couple of days before I went on my trip.
Okay.
So
okay. Cool.
No
you're
doubt.
A dick
no, doubt.
Right
cool.
now.
Yeah, no doubt.
Are you okay?
Yeah. It was great.
You guys just can't give me a hard time about anything. I have a very long list of shows that I need to start watching. Well,
we're still
going to
give you a hard time.
I
warned you before we got here that Tyler will constantly
give
everybody
a hard
time.
Okay, but who's giving me the hard time? Is it Tyler or is it you?
I'm trying to
egg
Tyler on.
Yeah, no.
Shut up, you jag.
But wait. Two things.
What's up?
9-9?
Yes.
And second of all, I find it hilarious that Iggy's like warned you about what? Tyler? And who? And Baroness Von T? The two people that you got warned about.
Well, one, she's been around. I mean, half the team. It's the
true.
Same with Carrie. Carrie and me
like,
are newer to helping with the convention
about
stuff.
People and
but there was two people
smart.
That are definitely warned for anybody new
the
into the fold.
Carrie will adjust.
The cool people. Carrie will just fine.
Listen, yes. If it makes you feel any better, we warn people who come in the back door about Iggy.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, always warn people about Iggy when you come in the back door.
Oh, always put that back
door. Okay.
I swear to God, what is with you this evening?
I was just agreeing
no.
with
no,
you.
No, you were
no.
not.
I was totally just
it's
agreeing
the way
with
you phrase
you.
It. What is
stop
going
it.
On?
I don't know
stop
what
it.
You're talking about.
I'm saying like, as much as Iggy has to warn people about me who don't know me, I mm-hmm. have to warn people about Iggy who don't know me.
That's
when
fair.
It comes to con-related things.
For sure.
Or Project Nerd-related things.
Well, you probably have to warn him about other stuff with me, too.
Not really.
Okay, I just wanted to hear that part.
He just needed his ego stroked.
Yeah, I mean, I may have to warn him.
Will
about
you quit?
That
you guys quit lobbing him in there then?
Okay, like, but look.
He just
we
needs his ego stroked, and then they
nice,
get quiet,
no.
like
it's
waiting
nice
for me
smooth.
To say something.
I mean,
it's
I was going
nice
to say it, so don't worry.
And the way you say it is like crash and burn. So you just need some finessing.
I mean, he just needs some stroking.
See?
I'm
no, he pulled
I'm
a U. He
I'm
pulled a U.
I'm checking out at this point.
Anyways, what were we talking about? Oh, Brooklyn Nine. So my question was going to be, who's your favorite character, Noah?
Honestly, it's got to be Peralta and Sarge, actually.
Tyler?
That's a big question.
It is. It's a tough question.
Like,
we probably need to come back in another 10 episodes to answer it after we've had enough time to put it on a whiteboard and work out formulas.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it just really depends on episodes.
That's fair.
If you would say, like, favorite character, I'm probably going to go the Captain and Kevin.
Ooh, Captain's, I mean.
Captain and Kevin. Best favorite actor, though, Jolo Trujillo just fucking kills it every time he's on screen.
Who?
The guy who plays Boyle.
Ooh, yeah.
Who's Boyle?
Peralta's friend. So
Boyle
Andy Samberg's, like, best friend detective on the show.
So, I mean.
But the actor who plays him, his name is Jolo Trujillo, and
I am very, like, trust me, I'm right there with you because, again, it's a great show. So many good characters. How the heck does the captain keep that straight face? Like, I wonder how many takes they have to do where he busts out laughing. Like, nope, we got to reset. Like,
he's Andre Brower.
Like, he's got to keep that straight face.
He's a goddamn professional.
It is amazing.
Fact.
Just watch the show for the pure professionalism, like, of this guy. Like, he is amazing. Like, the show was funny, and captain's like, just no, it's fine.
All right. I wasn't going to ask you who your favorite character was.
Wait 10 episodes.
When you get some episodes in, you can mail it in. Project Nerd, P.O. Box, P.N.
We'll talk later.
Oh, will we? Okay.
I mean, okay, wait. What character do we think that she might like? I know.
Okay, sure. Let's do
Gina.
That.
Gina? Oh, she might like Gina.
No, I don't think Gina would be her favorite.
Really? Okay.
Who's Gina?
She's a character in the show.
Very.
She's the really tough, badass woman detective.
Okay.
It's got some sass, too. Some, like, pure, yeah.
I think
I'm
it might
sure
be.
I'm pretty sure I know who would be my favorite. So let's
it
see.
It might
if you
be the
it.
Captain, if not Terry Crews.
No, true. it's Diaz.
Is as her
ooh.
Favorite?
Yeah.
Who's
Rosa.
Diaz?
she's the super fucking badass chick.
Is that who you said, though?
No.
Oh, who did you say? I thought you were saying Rosa.
She's played by Steph.
No.
I thought you were saying the character he was.
Yeah, that's
saying.
What I thought you said. No. Who did you say?
Gina.
Oh, Gina. Well, Gina's off now. Yeah. I almost forgot
about Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah, Gina might. Dude. Oh, Gina's, yeah.
No, it's Stephanie. Or Stephanie Beatrice.
Or, I mean, Rosa we can just like throw that curveball and be like, she likes Scully a bit.
Oh, well, Hitchcock and Scully, first of all, are fantastic.
No. It's also just funny because Stephanie Beatrice is nothing like Diaz.
Oh, no.
And it makes me laugh.
No. Nothing like it.
But Diaz is the best character.
I do miss Gina. I forgot. Yeah, Gina would be a good...
You know, yeah, currently where I'm at, yeah, she's in that phasing out kind of period. Like, she's in a few, and then she popped out a bit, and now she was in
Spoilers.
Thanks.
No, not spoilers. It's been after
years. It's,
Sammy.
Yeah. No, actually, she just left this year.
Spoilers. Like, I'm starting season 6. So I'm like, and they just
renewed season. You're just now starting season 6?
Yeah, what season are we on now?
They just How many renewed, seasons?
They just renewed season 7, what, like, 2 weeks ago? 2 3 weeks ago?
Like 3 months ago.
Yeah, I think we're like...
Yeah, where was that
far? Yeah, we're like...
Yeah, we're on like
episodes.
Like 8 or 9.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad.
How many seasons are there?
We're in their 7th season right now.
Oh, okay. Jesus, you made it sound like there were 20 seasons.
No, but they... No.
20 seasons in a movie.
Like, I like them because they're like 20-minute episodes, but they're, like, what, 20 episodes a season?
Mine are a little bit longer because I pay for commercials.
Ooh. But no, it's like, I love those shows that give you a lot of the episodes. Like, it's perfect.
Yeah, it's old school, like, season lengths. It's not the 8 to 10 episode
Actually, that's
runs.
Why. They're in season 6 right now.
Oh, are they?
Because it was only 5 seasons on Fox. Because they got canceled after their 5th season.
Did they?
And they got Brad back.
Okay.
Yeah. And we're in. But yeah.
I do remember that. I do know that.
But no, it's... God, I feel like episode 10 or 11 just aired. So we're like, a good three months in or so.
We are very aware of that because Tyler and I and the Project Nerd team led the charge. We called our friends over at NBC, said, hey, guys.
We, in fact, did not do that. Although one of the people who did do that was on a recent episode. Lin-Manuel Miranda guest starred as one of Amy's brothers.
Her brother, yeah.
And he definitely is someone who did help get the show back on the air.
Yes.
Why?
So there was a lot of really famous people who really liked the show, and like when it got canceled, like all went to Twitter and just flipped out. So like Guillermo del Toro, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Mark Hamill, Sean Astin.
They all just loved watching that show?
Well, not only that, the actors even got active on Twitter with it, too. Terry Crews got very vocal about it, obviously.
Seth Meyer.
Andy Samberg. Meyer, obviously, Sandberg's friend.
It was really funny.
Which side, the show does have a great cast. I mean, they have amazing cast.
Yeah,
guest stars.
And they have a lot of great, a lot of those great random, the one-off characters, the guest stars, and they're good ones.
I mean, Katie Sagal as Peralta's mom is amazing.
Oh, no, kind of one of the best ones. Danny Trejo, come on.
Danny Trejo as Diaz's dad is really good. That's wrong, though. The best one will always be, and has always been and will always be, the American treasure that is Bradley Whitford playing Jake's dad multiple times. True. Captain Peralta.
Oh, no, it was, and I'm blanking because it was a blur of the seasons. I don't know the actor's name. The voice actor that does Figgis on Archer. He was in a few.
Chris Parnell?
Yes. I'm going with that. Yes.
Who was Chris Parnell on the show?
He was he was a lawyer when Jake was dating the lawyer.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And
he was the lawyer going against Jake's girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
No, it was that
Eva Longoria.
Yes.
Was
yes.
Jake's
there we go.
Which
yes. And
if you want to talk about who's the so you asked me a question earlier.
I did.
Eva Longoria also.
Is she on the list?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But
It's a big list, but anyways, it was
great.
It's a different list. It's not that you guys.
It's not the hall pass.
No, this is not that we're talking.
What is that? What is that list? What is a hall pass list?
Honey, I love you, but if the opportunity ever came up for this person, I would have to take it. That's the hall pass.
Oh, okay.
There's a really shitty movie about it.
Yeah, don't you don't need to watch the movie.
Okay.
But,
just know the term.
The concept.
Okay.
But no.
So when people make
a free
list.
Pass. Sometimes they call it a free pass.
Yeah, people make, like, especially married couples make their fantasy celebrity lists.
Yes.
And even LaGoria's on your top 5 is what you're saying.
No.
No.
Like top 30?
she's just on the list. She's not
there was
up
not,
in the bracket.
There was not,
so
I was not listing a hall pass list or anything. We were having a conversation about actresses I found attractive.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we weren't.
I said, hey. If
that was not where this was going.
Who were the actresses if they walked in? I was talking about maybe you wouldn't freak out externally, but you would freak out internally. Who would these actresses be?
And I just added.
Why Eva Longoria? I'm just curious.
She's gorgeous.
That's why, though?
Well, I think she's all right at what she does.
She's all right at what she does. She never hears this.
Good thing your work's okay, but your body's banging. Yeah, basically what you just said.
No.
It's a good thing you're pretty.
I think it's the face thing.
Don't pin this on me, anyways.
No, Iggy.
I think she's okay at what she does.
Iggy, where I was going is
please go, please.
It was that awkward moment of like he'd been on one episode before, and then he came back, and it was that awkward moment where I wasn't actually looking at the TV, and I heard the voice, and I was like, I know that, and it's that awkward like I was staring at the wall, just listening intently, trying to figure it out, and then it clicked, and I googled it, and I'm like, that's freaking Figgis, and it lines up.
So
with the
you
character,
didn't
like,
know?
Like, I know because with Archer, it's like you don't know where.
Yeah,
where,
but Parnell's done a lot more than Archer.
I know he.
I mean, he was like, on like, SNL like, for like a decade.
I've never gotten in. I don't really watch that group with Andy Sambergs
and all them. Like, well, at least partly.
No, it was just
He was in the first successful Lonely Island digital short, Lazy Sunday. It's Andy Samberg and Chris Parnell talking about red vines and getting cupcakes.
I feel so sheltered right now.
Join me. Yeah. Well,
so sheltered listening to you guys.
That's right.
Talk.
It was the Chronicles.
You don't know about the Chronic?
No.
Calls of Narnia?
I mean, I know about the Chronicles of Narnia, but
not Lazy Sunday.
How many voice acting credits is Parnell up to though at this point?
Oh,
because he's like everything. I swear he just goes in Monday through Friday for each day is a different animated thing just to do voice acting.
That's amazing.
He's in a lot of stuff. Oh, I
know. There's been many, many good guest stars though. Adam Sandler played
brought
himself.
It full circle. He brought it full circle there.
Sandler played himself in that
did.
One episode.
Yes. I forgot about that. Oh,
you also have the crossover episode with New Girl.
Which was terrible.
No.
And I love New Girl, but that is not
the
good
New
episode.
Girl episode was good. The Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode was not.
No, it was actually Baroness Von T made me watch New Girl, and she had actually forgotten about it, and we saw that crossover, and she's like, what the heck is this? Like, where's this coming from? And then we watched the crossover on Brooklyn, and she's like, it makes sense. Like,
so we were the other way around.
Both.
Yeah.
Like, you have to see both to fully understand.
I was the other way around because we've been watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine in real time for a while. And then I think it was just last winter when I finally picked up New Girl and was like,
oh, yeah, New Girl.
So the crossover, I was like, oh, all right. I've now seen New Girl
crossovers that like, I can fully appreciate those.
I mean, I love New Girl, don't get me wrong, but that crossover episode is pretty weak.
The New Girl one's good. Because you
New
have,
Girl one's okay.
Because you have them in the subway trying to earn the money because they tip their, you know, and then she spills the soup. That one's pretty good. The Brooklyn Nine-Nine side of it isn't that good.
Great.
It was very short. Like, it makes sense. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it's a very odd one. It was very short on the Brooklyn side. And like, oh, it kind of pieces that together a little bit.
All right. So we got 15 minutes left. So let's.
No, we don't.
Talk about more guest stars on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
No,
but I think Patton Oswalt's turn as the fire marshal is fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Anyway, so, okay, stop. You're getting me off topic.
Or Dean Winters as the vulture.
Oh, God, I love the vulture episodes. You know what? And when he becomes their boss, too, like.
The best one, though, is the one where he falls in love with a girl and takes the location for their wedding.
I just saw that.
And ruins the Toitnups.
So,
what does he say? What's up, bitches? Or what, he walks in.
So, is it sad that I only know that guy from the.
Mayhem commercials?
Yeah,
from the Allstate commercials.
From the Allstate commercials. I'm like, what the? Like, oh, yeah. Like,
that's sad because he was on another television show.
I mean, I probably know it, but it's like, I don't
what
recognize,
telephone
show, I don't
television
him.
Show. I was trying to be really snark. What television show? I was trying to be snarky with it. What television show is that, Tyler?
It's a little show. It's been off the air for a while, but I don't know if you've heard about it. It wasn't like super popular, but it was on HBO. It's called The Sopranos.
I never have heard of that show before.
Perfect.
A show I've actually heard of, but never watched.
Wasn't mine, like, that was, yeah, I just never...
You didn't watch The Sopranos?
Yeah, I just
no,
got
I was not allowed to watch those shows. You forget, for like, there is like
we already established you're 28 right now.
5 to 7 year timeline.
You're doing too much with your life right
now.
I need you to slow it all down and just watch TV for a while.
Be fair, though, same here.
Just watch TV for a while.
You gonna pay me to do it because I got bills to pay.
Over here,
like I need to go
over
out
here.
There and do my mom.
I need somebody to pay me to watch TV.
Wait, what's up?
Same here. Like, wasn't allowed to watch it.
Okay, thank you.
The best part is he wasn't actually on The Sopranos. I was just to see if anyone would. He was on Oz, which was another TV show on HBO. No one watched that. I loved.
And also nobody J.K. watched Simmons. It. Oz was popular.
I loved
Who was
Oz.
In it?
I felt like it was popular.
J.K. Simmons, Dean Winters.
Okay. God, I love J.K.
So the problem wasn't that The Sopranos catch. The problem was that half the table hadn't watched The Sopranos. That's where we
have you guys ever watched The Sopranos?
Did you not? That's what when you
we
said that. As soon as
it.
You said that, they go, "Oh,
violent.
We haven't watched it." And that was my first thing of like, "You guys haven't watched
it." Was
we didn't even
violent.
Follow up on him being. But my question here now is, Oz is more popular. I thought Oz was pretty popular.
Not like Sopranos was.
Oh
popular.
No, I don't think.
Well,
anything
Oz
itself-
is also Oz is like as bad as The Sopranos is. Oz took it to a whole nother.
Oh,
like
it it's
was
a prison
late
show.
Late night television.
Yeah, it's a prison show.
J.K. Simmons.
Okay. To be fair,
J.K. Simmons.
I'm just all about him. Like he said that he
I
was in that
were...
show, and I was just like,
you
I would watch.
You'll have trouble liking him
in.
As much as you might now, because he played
a dark character.
He played a Nazi skinhead.
Oh, that's lovely.
And he was a really,
I'll be like
really,
really good one.
He was a really terrible character.
Okay,
his character was
well, yeah,
a
he's
bad...
great at what he does.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
Yeah. He's convincing.
So, like, I just checked the. Oh, sorry. Go.
Oh no,
go,
you're fine. I was just gonna list another actor who. Whose role in another movie almost fucked up my love for him. Stanley Tucci in Lovely Bones. He was the bad guy in that movie.
Yeah.
And watching him, like, I'm trying not to get goosebumps now because he did such a good job. And I was like, Stanley,
Lovely Bones is great.
Stanley, I can never watch this movie again because you did too good of a job.
So, Sopranos.
Are you okay?
The release for us from 99 to 2007. So, in fact, I graduated high school in 2009. So.
I graduated high school in 2008. Was not allowed to watch that show.
So yeah,
we just are children.
Our parents,
that's true. So like the
parents said, no,
the
we
first
couldn't
season,
watch this.
They don't know. They don't know that Wu Tang's for the children. They don't know what happens in The Sopranos.
It's true. The first season. Well, The Sopranos was huge for people like my age because the first season came out.
Well, like I know
when I was a freshman, sophomore in high school.
Yeah,
and then like it wrapped up when I was in college.
Well, we graduated same year, right?
2002.
Yeah,
yeah. So like it was a big
yeah.
It was a cultural touchstone.
I do remember that. I do remember.
And
it
none of us
right.
were allowed to watch
and
it.
HBO was the.
It.
I mean,
well, great. And your parents weren't as controlling as mine. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know if it's. Right? I don't know if it's just because more people were able to get HBO, but HBO. I mean, not HBO, but Sopranos was like the first HBO show that like everyone watched.
Yeah,
it
this
was the
said,
Game
yeah.
of Thrones of its generation.
Yes.
Like everyone
that
watched
makes
the
perfect
Sopranos.
Sense to me.
I love that. I love that line. It's the Game of Thrones of its generation.
Well,
because
like you think about
it, really is.
You think about it though, like. No one ever. There was a lot of really good shows on HBO pre, like Sopranos and Sex and the City, but no one got HBO or no one paid to get HBO.
Yep.
Like, it was an extra charge in your cable bill to get to watch some movies, you know. But you would just go rent them. You could always rent them ahead
of course.
Time.
Now when
and
I
they
call,
did cool, and they did a lot of like cool miniseries, like Band of Brothers and From the Earth to the Moon and stuff like that.
Oh, From the Earth to the Moon.
But then Sopranos and Sex and the City were the first like set where like people were like. We will subscribe to HBO specifically to watch this show.
Yeah.
Manly Man show and a Lady show. So of course.
Sopranos was forever.
And an Oz.
You okay?
Anyways,
out of the two that he just mentioned, it's pretty easy to divide it, especially for that time.
Now that we don't have 15 minutes left, what I was trying to get us to do was to concentrate a little bit on Planet Comic Con, since this is our
Planet
Comic Con episode.
Yes.
Wait, Planet Comic Con?
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Go ahead.
At the Bartle Convention Center.
I was meant Noah.
You'll pay for the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
Oh my God.
When's Planet again?
When's Planet?
Yeah.
This weekend.
Oh, this weekend.
At this episode's airing. So if you're listening to this episode after the original airing weekend, it's not this weekend. It was that weekend. And
March
so,
29th, 30th, and 31st.
Thank
of
you.
So
the year in our Lord 2019.
I'll just, you know. Yogi, I got this. What is everyone excited for about this weekend?
For that booth, that's P74 in the Planet Entertainment Zone.
I'm excited to debut
excited
a cosplay.
About.
What are you debuting?
Ooh.
Oh, no, I'm not telling you. You got to go.
Secret. Secrets don't make friends.
There'll be pictures out. Wouldn't you take pictures of
you
it?
You got to go.
Okay, sorry. Okay. Tyler, what cosplay are you debuting this weekend?
I will not be debuting any cosplays.
So you're sticking with the old ones? Sticking with the classics?
The classics. I'll tell
classics.
You what, man.
Yeah.
The attendee club.
I mean, he looked good in that blazer.
Listen, I will be.
I'm going to blazer it with you this year at Oba. All right.
Are you?
I got a nice new blazer.
Ooh.
It's got kind of like a checker pattern going too.
Okay.
I think we're going to blazer it up together.
Hey,
I only blazer it for the panels. Though. I don't blazer. I've never blazered it for the cosplay competition.
Are
you gonna
what
blazer
are you yelling
it for the
at
panels?
Me for?
Hey, we're Planet, not Oba. We're focused on.
No,
the
I
want to
talk
here.
About.
Focus
no, we'll do
that.
It for the cosplay competition.
I've never blazered.
Why are
for
you
that?
Yelling at me right now?
I'm focusing on what he's trying to say.
Because of the shirt.
You said checkered. a checkered blazer.
Not really you've seen the blazer.
Blazer?
Yeah. It's the suit. It's black, but it will. I'll show you a picture later.
Ooh.
You guys, I tried to dress him the other day, and it didn't go according to plan. Except this one shirt, which actually happened to magically match his shoes, and you didn't see me, but I flipped my hair very proudly because, ha! I was right.
I wore the sweater yesterday. It matched my shoes.
It looked quite lovely.
I don't usually rock the sport coat for the cosplay competition.
Yeah, you do.
Definitely don't.
You totally do.
If you look at pictures from this year, I'm definitely wearing like a plaid, like, button-up shirt over top of my Project
Oh, are you?
T-shirt.
Okay. Never mind then.
I wear the blazer.
We'll work it out.
I wear the blazer when I do, like, the interviews, like, the
This is the worst Planet Comic-Con episode of our
Listen,
podcast
there's
ever.
A lot of things. For those of you who are attending or were planning on attending or are thinking about attending, you should check it out.
The guest list this year
is fantastic. For those of you fans known as... Princess Bride.
As you wish.
Princess
Bride. We're going to have Wallace Shawn there.
As you wish. That's inconceivable.
Wasn't there more?
Yeah, Cary Elwes. Cary Elwes is going to be there.
Yeah, Cary Elwes. Yeah, and there's Chris Sarandon. Was he also there, I believe?
I thought so.
Superman himself, Dean Cain, will be there.
Another Superman, too.
Mick Foley is going to be there.
Well, he wasn't the other
Tom
Superman.
Tom Welling.
Oh, Tom Welling, yeah, that's right.
With Michael Rosenbaum.
Fact.
Which I love Rosenbaum's podcast.
A lot of voice actors from anime shows. Like a lot of anime voice actors. Elizabeth Maxwell, Jamie Marchi.
Belle.
Jason Liebrecht.
Paige O'Hara.
Yeah, yes, Paige O'Hara. And then speaking of Archer, Pam is going to be there, I believe.
Pam Puvey?
Yes.
I love...
Is she coming in animated form?
Is she coming in animated
form? I believe her... Ember Nash, is that right?
Yes, that's exactly right.
I got a name right.
The Fonz himself, Henry Winkler, will be there.
He will.
Hey.
And Captain Kirk, William Shatner, will be there.
Yeah. A lot of voice actors, a lot of the anime stuff we covered. So,
James and Oliver Phelps, as well as Bonnie Wright, three of the Weasley children will be there.
Yeah.
Nom nom nom.
Some Weasleys.
Nom nom nom.
Nom nom nom. Because I love them.
Okay. Yeah. But it's just a weird thing to say about people you like.
It's
a
very
nom,
gelatinous
nom.
Sound, okay? Nom, it nom, works nom. For everything.
Just nom nom. I mean,
creator guests, we have the one that we've been talking about all week, Aunt Lucha.
Ooh.
Aunt Lucha, yes.
God, I saw
and for us non children over here, a little Kevin Eastman action will be happening.
Kevin Eastman
well.
Will definitely be there.
Wow.
Super exciting.
You say wow, but there are two artists that I go and get an autograph from at every show I go to and get their new book. And that is Jeffrey Scott Campbell, and Kevin Eastman.
Okay.
I remember the first time we met Kevin Eastman was at a little show in Indy to where he was literally just right there. And it was like, cool, we're going to go talk to Kevin Eastman.
They actually got some authors this year. Ooh. So Patricia Briggs, who writes like the Mercy Thompson books, the Alpha Omega books will be there, who I'm pretty excited about. The one I'm really
excited about books. Surprise.
Okay. Well, this one actually legit human beings will be excited about.
Because, Keep scrolling.
Well, I know who it is. I'm just getting a list of all the other people we're going to talk about. But Brandon Sanderson is going to be there.
Oh, okay.
Who wrote the Mistborn books. Mm-hmm, He's currently writing the Stormlight Archive.
Oh.
He also is the gentleman who finished The Wheel of Time after Robert Jordan died. Mm-hmm. He also wrote Warbreaker, Elantris, the Reckoner series.
He definitely doesn't love his books. This is amazing.
He's a very prolific writer.
Every episode.
Yeah.
So is that what you're most excited about? It's kind of the authors and kind of know some of the guests.
Brandon Sanderson is a big deal.
All right,
that's a good get.
We're running out of time. So who else?
I'm trying to wrap it up, other creators that are
going to be there. One of my favorites, Matt Kent, is going to be there.
He's good.
Friend of the podcast, Colin Bunn of Six Gun is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
C.W. Cook is also going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
We love his stuff.
Two former Project Nerd.
Cosplayers are going to be there. Jessica Negri is going to be there.
Kamui is going to be there.
Kamui.
No, it's Kamui.
Kamui.
Anyways.
Okay. I had friends tell me.
We'll go talk to her.
Our homie SKS props.
Chris Claremont is going to be there.
We'll go talk to her.
Boulevard Brewing is going to be there.
Josh Blaylock, another friend of the podcast.
Oh, Josh Blaylock, Devil's Due. Yeah. The whole Devil's Due crew.
Good chunk of the Devil's Due crew will be there.
But
okay.
Mark Bagley's going to be there. Did a lot of Spider-Man.
Caitlin and Dirk will probably be there. I don't know if I saw their names this year.
I don't remember seeing their names on the list. I'm sure there will be any number of.
And Tom with Big Dog usually comes down, sets up.
So I think we've listed only about what a fourth or a half the guests at least.
Phil Hester will be there.
Yeah,
there's still so many more. Like,
well, he's a Midwest guy.
Yeah, so is Colin, and so is a lot of those other guys. Yeah, and we said Ant will be there, obviously.
Yeah, this is, as Noah's pointing out, as we're continuing this, this is just a small portion.
Yeah, I'm trying to get what he's most excited about, and he just keeps listing things.
So what are you most excited about, Noah?
I mean, I'm fairly basic, man. Cosplay. Like, I'm taking some cool photos.
I'm excited for the cosplayers that are going to get in front of Noah's camera so we can put those pictures up on projectnerd.com.
I'm also excited about the competition. I will plug it a bit. Baroness Von T is going to will be competing this weekend. She also competed last weekend at C2E2 in the Crown Championship, and she's going back again. She's working very hard to kind of do more upgrades. Spending 6 months on this cosplay, it's insane.
And you're excited to debut a new costume.
I am excited, and I'm excited to get started on interviewing people again. I have missed doing it.
Yeah. Hey, is there anyone like you're really looking forward to?
Paige O'Hara.
Yeah, it's very good.
Beauty and the Beast is my favorite movie, hands down, ever, always, forever, and always. Let's take all the genres, let's smash them all together, and Beauty and the Beast will always be at the top. Like, do I have other important favorites here? Yes, of course, but Beauty and the Beast, the animated one, is nostalgic for me, has been my favorite since I was a child. It'll just never be knocked down, and just meeting Paige O'Hara I hope I don't cry. Like, that's how big of a deal it is.
That is awesome, and we definitely get that interview, and, you know, hope she has time and everything.
I hope so.
That was some good material.
If not, I'll just wave at her.
Well, as we close it out, obviously.
Hey.
Go ahead.
What are you excited for?
What am I excited for? To hang out with all you guys, obviously.
Well, I mean.
Oh, my God. Really.
What do you don't even, oh, my God. I've been saying
he's
that.
He's ending on a very sweet note. We're just super appreciative of it.
I've been talking about the people we've already ran into this week. We had dinner with some old friends last night. Mm-hmm. Get to crash with some great people. And then we got the rest of the OGs are back together. So the whole Nerdcast crew in the same con for the first time in almost 2 years.
It's a big damn deal.
That's a big damn deal.
This is my first time being at Planet Comic Con, being here in Kansas City, and meeting all of these people, and I could not be... I mean, my voice doesn't sound like it right now, but I am super fucking excited.
You really sold it there.
Guys, I'm super excited! Is that better?
No.
Way better.
No, that was obnoxious, right?
All
right,
okay, so as always, we do appreciate Chris and the whole team. Jim's doing a fantastic job over in the Planet Entertainment Zone cosplay.
Thank you, guys.
Bill's coming out to run some of that, you know, the press stuff and the programming stuff. Great crew.
Yeah, I haven't seen Bill in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. So great crew. Love seeing those guys, too, that put on the show. So if you see people even in the volunteer shirts, not just the staff shirts, give them a big thanks because this is a big, big show that has become a staple of Kansas City, especially in the geek community. So we love coming every year. I've lost count of how many Project Nerd shows there have been. We'll have to update that on the next episode you hear, which will probably be from.
But this will and always be our home show.
Yep, definitely. So with that, we're going to sign out so we can go get ready. We're probably not going to get ready immediately.
We're going to go to bed. It's late.
We can sleep. And then see you all at Planet Comic Con. If you're in the area, come see us again. P74 Planet Entertainment Zone.
Woo!
With that,
PZ.
Episode 188 of the Nerdcast.
Bye.
Until next
week.
Hope you're having a good day.
Hey, Pro Nerds, thanks for listening to the podcast. If you like the Nerdcast and other amazing Project Nerd podcasts, please go give us a subscription, a like, a review, wherever you find us, as we need your love and support to continue making awesome content. Next week, we'll be back with another great episode of Nerdcast, as well as other original Project Nerd podcasts.